Lesson 15. A. Reading. Dr. Spencer was a scientist in the United States. In 1968, he tried to make very strong glue, but he failed. The glue which he made was not very sticky. It would never dry. It was very weak. It stuck to objects, but could be easily taken off. But Dr. Spencer believed that this glue was something useful. He tried to find a good use for it. He talked to other people about his glue and asked for help. One of them was Dr. Fry. Dr. Fry was a scientist who worked with Dr. Spencer. He tried to think of a good use of the glue for several years, but he couldn't. One day in 1974, he was singing with his songbook in church. He used little pieces of paper as bookmarks, but they kept falling out. Suddenly, he thought of Dr. Spencer's glue. The next day, Dr. Fry took Dr. Spencer's glue and put some on the back of a piece of paper. He made the first sticky bookmarks. He thought they were very useful. He wanted to see if other people would buy them. So he gave them to other workers at the company. Although they liked the sticky bookmarks very much, there was a problem. They could use the bookmarks again and again. So Dr. Fry was afraid that the new bookmarks would not sell very well. One day, Dr. Fry wrote some questions on a small note and put some glue on it. He then stuck the note on a report and gave it to another scientist. Later, the scientist passed the report back with his answers. Suddenly, he noticed that he could stick these notes on anything, on a book, on a desk, on a wall. He just found another use for Dr. Spencer's invention. After that, Dr. Fry and Dr. Spencer wanted to sell the sticky notes as a new product. However, another big problem came up. People did not see a need for this new product. So Dr. Fry and Dr. Spencer gave the sticky notes to many people for free in 1978. One year later, people noticed that they were very useful. Finally, on April 6, 1980, the sticky notes appeared in stores. Even the simple sticky notes were brought to life after 12 years of hard work by Dr. Fry and Dr. Spencer. They did not give up until they found a perfect use for the products. When they were trying to find one, they thought outside the box. That made a big difference. D. Pronunciation.
1. I want to live close to a library. A. Reason. B. Treasure. C. Surely. D. Consider. 2. He is strong enough to tear a telephone book with his hands. A. Bear. B. Earn. C. Heart. D. Near. 3. I told my brother to wind the clock in the living room. A. Police. B. Alive. C. Driven. D. Village.
F. Listening.
英語を聞き、質問に対する答えを選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は一度しか読まれません。
1.
May I help you?
No, thank you. I'm just looking.
Well, let me know if you want to try anything on.
Okay. By the way, do you have the time?
Yes. It's 3:10.
Thank you. 2. How often do you go to the movies?
I used to go once a week, but recently I've been going once or twice a month.
Have you lost interest in watching movies?
No way! I got a DVD player, and I rent about 5 DVDs every week.
No wonder you look sleepy.